Can you please tell us about, more about the research findings that you've uncovered?
Research has highlighted essentially the lack of knowledge most Australians have around the topic of child abuse and neglect. In summary, you know, one in four Australians aren't confident they could identify a child at risk of harm or a child suffering harm. And 37% of respondents saying they would need to Google more information on child abuse if they thought that they had come across a child who was suffering abuse or neglect. So it just highlights the need for more education, not just for kids, because kids certainly need to know how to have some protective behaviours, but also for adults able to identify the kids close to them. And we're not talking about lots of kids. We're talking to kids within, you know, most people's environment and community, and just knowing what to do if they come up with that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people feel that this should just be solely be the role of people in schools, like teachers, to identify this stuff. Do you think people should be more confident in approaching these situations when they do see a child that could be suffering from domestic abuse?
Absolutely. Look, and while you know, government, law enforcement and you know, teachers and professionals play a significant role, the reality is that people in the community will often come in contact with these kids a long time before anyone in a professional context does. So we're talking neighbours, we're talking you know, parents, uncles, aunties. We'll often notice a change in a child's behaviour or some you know, unexplained injuries or some they'll have some worries. And often it is about asking the child, you know, what's happening, are you okay and can I help?
In your opinion, what needs to be done to improve this situation?
Look, probably, you know, the thread in the message is a bigger emphasis on education. As I said earlier, we need to be educating our children how to understand, how to be safe, how to understand consent and be the boss of their own bodies, but also how they can tell adults, safe adults, if they feel unsafe and uncomfortable. More importantly, or as importantly, we need to educate adults how to listen to children, act when they feel the children are unsafe. 92% of Australians believe they aren't doing enough to intervene and protect children. So education clearly would be the way forward to support adults to act when they think they're in a position to help a child.
Can you tell us some of the signals that children may, or the signs that children may have that signal that they are suffering from domestic abuse?
Oh, and that's a really complex and hard. Answer. Kids react differently to harm and trauma. Some children will withdraw. They'll become very quiet. They'll be the quiet child in the corner that nobody notices. Other children will act out. They'll have complex and sometimes extreme behaviours that get a lot of attention, particularly in a school setting. So again, it's about those adults that are close to these kids noticing a change in their behaviour, noticing something that requires a little bit more exploration and doing that in a way that's child-friendly and asking some questions, do you need help? It's also noticing families that are in duress. Child abuse often occurs, you know, when families are experiencing financial or housing pressure or health issues. And sometimes it's about a family or a neighbour or someone just saying, hey, do you need help and what can I do to help? And that makes a huge difference for the family unit and for the children.
Absolutely. So it is Child Protection Week from the 3rd to the 9th of September. What do Act for Kids, what are the best ways for people who are interested to find out more information?
There's certainly many avenues. We'd certainly appreciate people visiting our website at www.actforkids.com.au. On our site, we have a lot of information on how to recognise child abuse and harm, but also how to report and seek support and advice when people need it, not just from Act for Kids, but from statutory and other non-government organisations as well. So there's a wealth of information there. And we also obviously encourage people who feel that a child's at immediate risk or suffering harm to contact police or a government agency in their state to get some advice.
Are there any final words you'd like to add for the audience at home on just what to do if they suspect a child suffering from domestic abuse?
Oh, look, essentially we're saying it's time for the community to really be aware of children who are struggling and children that are at risk of harm and families that need help. So we're saying you know, let's not tiptoe around the subject and understand that protecting children is everybody's business and once a community responds, children will be safer and get the help they need.